Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, longtime college football reporter now with On3 Sports, Chris Lowe. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, you know, all these years we've known each other and talked, I've never been in a Silver Slipper. Never once.
Man,
I've
listen, when you come back down here, you let me know. Man, I'll bring you down.
Well, if you show up on Thursday, you might have a chance to win
$75,000.
If you can get that magic slipper.
It is $70,000, so you'd have a shot if you come here Thursday. Chris, before we get into LSU talk, which is, man, just dominating, man, I got three or four messages yesterday to do shows across the country about LSU and their big victory over Clemson. Your thoughts tonight about, because you're in that neck of the woods, the impact or what's going to happen with Bill Belichick in North Carolina? 70 new players on that roster. How will that look? And even Coach Belichick brought up about, I don't know what I really have here, to be honest with you. Your thoughts on Bill Belichick in college football?
The first thing I would say is just the fact that a guy of his stature is in college football. I mean, could you imagine 5-6 years ago, somebody would come up to you guys and said, you know what, here in about 5 years, you're going to watch a game on Labor Day night and walking out with a UNC hoodie is Bill Belichick leading the Tar Heel football team.
You'd have won a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
A ton of money. And here he is. I'm like you guys and Bill, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. And you know, it's one of those things where if you're North Carolina, I know there's been a lot of talk off the field about he and his girlfriend, but when's the last time North Carolina football has gotten this kind of publicity? That this many people have been talking about the Tar Heels in football going into the season. So I think, you know, I'm watching the game now and you see that stadium jam-packed. And I can't imagine, despite how it all went down or who made the call or the AD did or didn't, I can't imagine that program would get more pop and more publicity than what it's gotten the last year once they hired Bill.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
When
I
you
agree.
Talk about football, and this might be old school, but I think North Carolina, I think of Lawrence Taylor. I'm not talking about Michael Jordan in basketball, but football, I think of LT Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
But, you know, and when you look at the team, oh, yeah, that's where Mac Brown went. Or, you know, you casually mention them. It's not like Clemson winning a national championship. You never viewed North Carolina like that.
Chris, also the other part is, if the SEC would expand, I think the first team they go to is North Carolina.
I think you're right. I mean, I would put now, do they take bets here at the Silver Slipper? If I had Bobby's money, I'd come down there and put a lot of money on it. I mean, for a lot of reasons, I know most people would say, well, what about Florida State? What about Clemson? And those are both football-centric schools, obviously, Touchdown Tar Heels. I think there's a lot of reasons that North Carolina makes sense. Number one, it's a new foothold in North Carolina. Number two, it's, you know, you get the Charlotte TV market. There's the whole, you know, it's such a big-time academic institution, academically elite. There's a lot of reasons. And remember who make these decisions. It's not the coaches and the ADs. It's the chancellors and the presidents to make a decision when they decide how they're going to expand. So I think that I think North Carolina will be right there at the top of the list. And even I would take it a step further, Mike. I think that maybe even a Virginia would be up there too, Virginia Tech. And I'm not saying Clemson and Florida State would not be attractive, but a lot of it depends on what else happens around the country, because the SEC right now, I don't think there's a lot of appetite to expand. But they're going to keep their eyes open. They're going to see what happens around the country. Of course, Notre Dame is the team that the school that everybody would like to have. How about that? I'm watching Belichick now. He scored a touchdown. He looks like we all looked when we were kids on the first day of school.
That's it.
But I do think you're right, though. I think North Carolina would be a very, very attractive school for the SEC if they decide to expand.
Now, maybe I'm being too much a homer, but I am so convinced right now with LSU, because they finally played defense, and defense at a dominant way against a team like Clemson, and I'm so encouraged by the offensive line. I'm like these LSU Tiger fans fighting Tigers. I'm like, playoffs? Hell yeah, we're in the playoffs. I think if they had only four playoff teams, we'd be in the playoffs. I think that win was that convincing when you consider the opponent on the road. I mean, if you look at Clemson's offense, what picked up just 261 total yards, 4.5 yards per play. You look at a quarterback they face, picked up just, 31 rushing yards, average a meager, 2.9 sack-adjusted yards per carry. Our defense was so bad the last 2 years. That's why I'm so encouraged how well they played defensively. They played fast. They tackle well. It's a shame if LSU wouldn't have won this game, because LSU was the better team. Then you throw in the offensive line was a big question mark. I am so encouraged going forward with LSU, how that convincing win against Clemson. I don't know if you feel that way, but maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too soon, but I'm very encouraged.
Yeah, I was at the game, so I got to see it live and had a chance to talk with some of the folks at LSU after the game on the staff and some of the players. You sound like they did after that game, that, hey, this is sort of what we envisioned it being. This is what Brian Kelly wanted to build, a balanced football team, a team that could go on the road and physically win up front, Bobby. And that's what they did on both sides of a line of scrimmage with a quarterback. An experienced quarterback who makes all the right decisions, gets rid of football. Here's the thing I think, and you obviously know this. The thing I think Nussmeier is really underrated at is he throws such a catchable ball. He puts the ball where his guys can catch it and turn upfield and make things happen after the catch. And the ball he threw in the corner of the end zone, I thought was a touchdown. I mean, I know some people say, well, maybe the ball was moving a tad. Even so, man, that was a beautiful ball. So when I look at teams that I think have a chance not only to make the playoff, but make a deep run in the playoff, based on one game, and granted it is one game, LSU checks a lot of those boxes. Dominant up front, pass rushers. They got a guy that's healthy now, Harold Perkins. You heard what Blake, I was talking to Blake Baker after the game. He says, listen, he's a guy that you just don't see many humans on the earth that can do the things he can do. And he's healthy. And then you got the secondary, the back end, where they brought in so many new guys. And then on offense, you're right. The offensive line held up. You've got a lot of receivers who can make plays. I like their ability to make yards after the catch. And you just, in this day and age, when's the last time a team has won a national title and the quarterback wasn't really, really good? And that's what Nussmeier is. Just stands in there in the pocket, man. Guys are in his face. Clemson's got three pros in his defensive line, three. And he and that offensive line won the battle all night long.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurices, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurices to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the things, too, that stood out in this game, and I've been trying to tell them here, is Mansoor Delane at corner.
Oh.
LSU has not, since Darryl Stingley Jr., they have not had anybody that good. I mean, Stingley, he was a cut above as a cover corner. He had a lot of downtime with injuries, but, man, Stingley could play. And then they bring in Delane from Virginia Tech, who, Chris, he kind of played across the board. He was an edge corner. He played in the slot. He played free safety. But Mansoor Delane, man, he was a tilt-the-field guy that game against Clemson.
Well, Chris, and like Mike's saying, then you throw in the five-star freshman, DJ Pickett, was targeted only once in 20 coverage snaps. And, you know, LSU, we all remember, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson. And you bring up Stingley, who's like right now NFL reputation. D'Amico Ryan said he's like Revis Island in the NFL. So we became DBU, but then the last 2 years we were DB Poo.
They were bad.
And then they back to being a dominant defense. I said, we kind of turn into wide receiver U. And you look at LSU, but boy, the defensive backs, like Mike was saying, Chris, that could go a long way. You know, when you look at that, where is LSU's defense weak right now, Mike? I mean, if you look in the trenches, or you look with Harold Perkins.
I didn't see nothing Saturday and that was
yeah,
weak. Put it
and,
to you
and
that
then,
way.
Chris, you look at Weeks, and then now the secondary, they're just coming and playing together. I mean, I'm, again, very encouraged.
All right, we'll get Chris back on. He sort of dropped out. He's in a bad spot.
But, Mike, we're back to being DBU instead of DB Poo.
Well, it's getting closer.
It's only it's one game, closer. But, I mean, I'm highly encouraged.
But getting Pickett, too, and you can see that guy can play. Bob, I've never seen a 6'4" corner. Never. 6'4" guy.
Yeah, usually you don't have the hips and stuff, you know.
Okay, so. Chris is back on the line. Chris. Bob was talking about, and we talked about the defensive secondary, and it really not been a strong point of LSU. 2019 was about it, because then after that, then Derek was hurt in 2020, and you know he wasn't the same player, and he missed a lot of playing time. But man, what they got now with Pickett, and you know, you saw what Delane did to that secondary, and then A.J. Halsey. And
right,
Cooley
second
at safety.
Half, yeah.
And Jordan Gilbert, man, he came in there, and I thought he did a real solid job filling in for A.J. Halsey.
And Chris, you got to give Coach Baker and the defensive staff so much credit. And, you know, Coach Kelly, because how, with this day and age, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, how LSU's defense are like they've been playing together forever. They look fast. And they played like a glove, like a well-fit glove as a unit. That's what I was impressed with. Not like a bunch of all-stars coming together. It's like they've been together and trust one another.
Well, I had a chance to talk, as I said, to Coach Baker after the game. And this team, and you saw this the other night, they're going to be able to play a lot more man coverage.
No, like, see Mike, that's frustrating.
You talked about a lot of man coverage.
And you know what's frustrating as a quarterback, too? Well, you know they're playing man coverage. You know what they're doing. And it's time to throw and ain't nobody open. Then you almost like then it's like a 50-50 ball. Okay, and you give your receivers a chance. Because the coverage is there, but hell, I just got to just throw it up kind of 50-50 ball. That's when it's not like you're getting tricked. It's like, man, you know what? They're beating us man-to-man.
Okay, the other thing, too, is Miami does a Notre Dame does a lot of man coverage. You saw last night what the Canes did. They tried to isolate the freshman receiver, and he kept getting open and kept getting open. Hey, that guy can't cover me
right
one-on-one. Then you saw a little changeup in the second half where they were trying to take away the freshman receiver from Miami. But man coverage, you get beat. They're going to continually hit that spot.
And Mike, you know what? Like, during training camp, you know, like you go to off season and then spring ball training camp and all, is that we were so worried about the offensive line, right? And then, but you look at the offensive weapons. And what I like, because a number of times in practice, oh, the defense has been terrible the last 2 years, that they had practice today or a few days in a row. No, our defense kicked our offenses behind. And I said, that's not a bad thing. We need the defense to be really good. And if we think what our offense is, then that's a good sign. And that's kind of what occurred, how they played and helped play complimentary football. But the defense, that's why I'm so encouraged, Mike.
I didn't think we'd see this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Our defense was so embarrassing the last two seasons. Now, they got better last year, but still, look where we are ranked. But where we at right now, I'm so encouraging. With the offensive line right there, man, how can you not get excited for the help but get excited for the Fighting Tigers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.